voted Player of the Year by the Pro Football Writers. Do you take that as an honor on a one-win season?
Wow. I was going to take it as an honor until you said that. I heard about it this morning. The great Dan Murphy told me about it, and it's very humbling, there's no doubt. Obviously, on a better season, you'd hope that one of the skill guys gets voted in, because usually that means you've scored a lot of points. So under the circumstances, I still feel very proud to be honored in that manner. I mean, for a lineman, you never really look for any praise, but when you get it, it's often unexpected, but it often feels better than you expect as well.
Joe, we've seen teams splinter in the past. How much pride do you take in the fact that this team really stuck together through some real difficult times?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's a lot of pride in this locker room. There's a lot of guys who've come from college programs that have won a lot of games, and so being in the situation that we're in right now is new for a lot of people, myself included to some extent. So it's obviously been a trying season, but I think the character of the people that are in this locker room and the respect that we have for Hugh and for each other, I think that this team was not going to give up. They were not going to quit and splinter and start making plans for the off season. And I think we all understand how important the end of our season is for this team to get us ready for next year, because we have to make a big jump next year.
How different was the vibe coming in today? I mean, was everybody even more attentive in the classroom?
You know, I'm going to say it's about the same. I think people probably called my BS that I said every week we've got this great energy and that there's a passion for learning and passion for practice, but it's really the truth, and I don't feel any different today than we did last week in our approach to the game. And I think a lot of that credit should go to Hugh Jackson and the way he approaches the team, the way he starts the week off right on Wednesday morning with his team meetings. He just brings a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and I think that shows on a lot of the players' faces during the week.
What kind of response have you gotten to the post-game video where you showed some emotion?
Sure. I've gotten a healthy dose of teasing from my good friends, which is hashtag as expected. But it was one of those things where you're just kind of overcome with the moment. And when you look back on it, you maybe feel a tad bit silly crying over 1-14 as your record. But I think with all we've gone through this year and with as much as we put into every single day, not even just every game, as much as we put into this for each other and for the coaches, to finally get that relief of getting a win, it's sometimes you just get overcome with it. And I think generally the people in Cleveland, I think, feel the same way as I did after that game.
Talk about your role as a leader to show these young guys, Joe, that you have to keep going no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's one of our roles as veterans, as leaders, as captains on this team, is to show the rookies that just because you're not in the playoff hunt doesn't mean you don't have a job to do anymore. Your job is to show up every day and give everything you have to help the team win. And it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. So certainly I take that very seriously as a captain and as a leader. And hopefully we're never in this situation again. But I hope that the young guys on this team watch myself and Hawk and Barnage and McCown and Tremont Williams and those guys that have been around that have done this for a while. I hope they learned professionalism from how to handle yourself under any circumstances. And I hope this makes us a better team going forward.
What are your thoughts about the team's continuing need to identify the number one quarterback?
I'm all for it. You know, I'm not sure. I know that they'll probably have a lot of evaluation in the off season on the guys that are on the roster, and obviously if we're the number one or number two pick, we're going to be in position to take a great college quarterback as well. Whether they go that way or not, it's tough to say, but I know that since 99 the team's been looking for that franchise quarterback, and no matter who you are in the NFL, that's always your number one job, whether you have one or you're looking for one. So I'm not a QB evaluator, but I'm sure it's going to be the number one priority is figuring out if we have one on our roster or if we need to go get one.
If you listen to you, it seems that he's at least of the mind that RG3 still has a chance in his mind to be the guy. Does he strike you as a guy who's a serious candidate, RG?
I do. I think we've got a limited amount of film on him so far, but I think the things that we've seen in meeting rooms, on the practice field, in some of the games, I think you've seen franchise level talent for sure, and I wouldn't write him off by any stretch of the imagination. So I wouldn't be shocked at all if he was our guy at the beginning of next season, because I think he has shown enough that if they do decide to make Robert the guy, I think he definitely can definitely be the guy, and I think he'd have the support of the locker room. Yeah, I didn't get everything I wanted for Christmas, let's put it that way.
So what is the big honor?
You guys are easily a bigger honor, no doubt.
You probably
watch us play
basketball.
I'd play in that game if I could. Just kidding. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how guys perform this weekend. I know we've had a number of offensive line combinations throughout the season, and I think we're still looking for our best combination for Sunday and then also for the off season and next year. So I'm excited to see how those guys perform, because this is the time of year where everyone's playing for our jobs for next year.
With a guy like Cam, we've talked so much about him, but and he's so tall, and Hal Hunter talks about that. Do you think that maybe right tackle is the best spot?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be tough to say until you see him out there in a game. I think he's a versatile guy, which is sometimes good, sometimes bad. And I think he's shown the ability to play a lot of positions so far, playing center most of the year, playing guard last year, playing some tackle last year. So, seeing him at tackle, I'm excited if he's going to be the starter at right tackle. I'm excited to watch him perform and see how he does.
Do you see why, or can you explain why, if you believe this to be the case, that taller guys, it's difficult to play center, his center?
Well, the only thing that would be, the two things that would make being taller at center difficult is a lot of times you're playing against really short, squatty nose guards. So you have to bend even further to get leverage to get under him. And then the second issue is when you're a center, you have a guy on either side of you the whole time that's usually working in combination with you. And if you're taller, you can't use as wide of a base because you're going to step on each other's feet. Whereas if you're a tackle, you can kind of elongate your base, and usually you're kind of on an island, so you don't have to worry about your footwork quite as much as a center who's really in the middle of it no matter which direction he goes. Which is unique, even to guard, because usually when you're a guard, sometimes you'll have one-on-ones, sometimes you're going the other direction, and you kind of work off of the center, whereas if you're the center, you're almost always working with somebody. So for those two reasons, it can be tougher if you're a taller player to play center. That's why a lot of times you see if you have a short lineman who's talented, you put him at center because they can get away with being shorter. It's not as important being longer as it is as a tackle or a guard.